Now, my next guest is the actor Tom Greenaway, who is opening at the National Theatre next week in Hamlet. You were born with acting in your blood, Tom, because both your parents are well-known theatre and television actors. Mm. So what did you learn from knowing how they were really and seeing what happened when your father or mother turned into a different character on stage?
I think you put your finger on it, actually, when you said turning into a different character. I think that's an idea of acting that's slightly going out of fashion now. I think the idea of acting nowadays is much more like playing yourself in order to become successful and rich, or famous and rich, which is even quicker. Mm. This is an idea we get from movie stars who, once they make it, only want to play themselves.
Mm. But how is that different from your parents' philosophy?
Well, I think I learned from watching my parents early on that the idea was, you know, that you were somebody who kept what was the same in you and changed what was different. You did this in order to do justice to what the dramatist wrote or be a useful member of a theatre company. To attempt to do all that, you had to know yourself quite well and be quite well balanced, to possess self-knowledge, but not necessarily self-regard.
But you've watched your mother act some truly ghastly women in films and on TV over the years. That must be fascinating.
I have to pick you up on this and do her justice. You see, the reason her characters work at all is that my mother doesn't think they're ghastly.
Ah.
And I think this is a principle that's also been abandoned slightly. I'm playing a very nasty criminal for a TV drama at the moment. The point about this man is that he has no sympathy for his victims. But, of course, you can't play him as someone who wouldn't get sympathy from the viewers, because otherwise you're encouraging them to think like him. You can't comment on the fact that he's an absolute nightmare. You have to show how he thinks and feels and get people to grasp why he acts as he does. And when you do that, of course, people are shocked. But the point is that we're better than him, and so we should find his behaviour shocking.
Do you have family discussions about the art of acting?
Oh, yes. Probably too many. It's our standard topic of conversation.
Is it true your mother made you do an advertisement once?
Well, she didn't force me, but I owed her quite a large sum, which she'd lent me to help me furnish my first flat. So she was, in effect, paying for my principles. So I thought I'll do one, pay back the loan, and then I can stop doing them, which is what I did. But I think it's probably the advertiser's decision rather than mine. They've seen what I can do, but they're not exactly queuing up to hire my services for their ads.
So what about your work as a narrator in documentaries?
It's quite a challenge for an actor, actually, but I enjoy it. When you're being a narrator for a documentary series about wildlife, for example, your job is not to play a character. It's just to get the facts across and not get in the way of the usually fantastic filming. Whereas when you're doing an advertisement, your job is to be persuasive, sound reliable, and stress the value of the product. And that's very different and not my strength, really.
So you like the humility of acting, of being able to learn from the characters you play, from what you're saying?
I would like to like it. I'm sure that a lot of why I do it is to show off and have fun becoming other people on stage, as most actors do, I suspect. But I don't think that's the reason why I should do it.
Now, let's talk about the parts you're playing currently at the National Theatre. You are...